The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Hotel Zaza for the Sports Map launch party. This is The Blitz, presented by Big City Wings on Highway 6. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Well, apparently, according to the report, Smith is the one who didn't want to start Watson right away.
So who was the voice pushing for Tom Savage?
Rick Smith. O'Brien's agent or somebody just out there leaking stuff.
Trying to make him look
better. Trying to make him look good.
I mean, he got a lot of grief for waiting so long to play, you know, like
yeah,
in the
not starting him right away.
Not doing anything with him in the preseason.
And he was very defensive about it when asked. This makes it look like, oh, it was his idea all along.
Judge, 128 runs scored. Altuve, 112 runs scored. Judge, 442 on-base percentage. Altuve, 410. Judge, 1.049 OPS. Altuve, 0.957 OPS. Judge, 79 extra base hits. Altuve, 67. I still think Altuve's the man, but when you read some of those numbers, it's like,
no,
it's not as much of a slam dunk as I thought it was.
No, I also, let's keep in mind, he's a Yankee. Guys will vote for him because he's a Yankee.
Yeah.
In my mind, Jose Altuve's the MVP.
I think so, too.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Producer T. Scott, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776 out here at Hotel Zaza for the Sports Map launch party, which is underway. And Sports Map is also up and functional. So if you want to go check it out, you can.
Houston.sportsmap.com.
That is correct. And Peter was asking about the Sports Map and Houston Sports and stuff, and the audience is similar. And I don't mean to dismiss it, but at 5:15 we kind of did a whole thing explaining that. So if you want to go back to 5:15. We will be happy to do so. What do you got over there? That looks fancy. What
yeah,
you got?
Yeah, Tyler, get us some more.
Yeah, what is that, Tyler?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I need a plate, though. I need to go get a plate.
Just put it in your mouth.
Well, no, because I have to do a show.
Oh,
thank
you. Got
you. That'll
go.
Work. That's
go.
Even That's better.
Beautiful.
All right. So, where do we go now here?
We've talked baseball.
Yeah, we got that.
I don't know about you. I don't want to talk about preseason basketball.
Oh, I have zero interest
in
that.
Like, I know that's like a theme of the day is a lot of people are talking about the Rockets, and I just don't care about basketball until it's real.
Yeah. Like, well, I've kind of even gotten that way with football.
Yeah, I've always said I hate practice football. Like, I don't ever want – I've never been to a Texans practice. They always give me a pass to go. I never go because I've got no interest in seeing it.
I don't mind practice. I actually learn a lot more from that than I do preseason games because I see things they're working on that they're going to use in the season, and you see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
But as far as the games, you don't really learn much from them. And,
no,
and basketball, you certainly don't. And even – oh, and damn it, I was going to tell people regular season hockey tonight, Leafs, Jets over 5.5 if you can still get in on that.
All right.
That's a bet for me today. But I haven't watched a second of preseason hockey. Although I do want to, I am sad that I'm missing the Leafs opener tonight.
Yeah,
but I just think it's a, I don't care. I know if you're a fan, you're a hardcore fan, you're into that, but, you know.
Well, I'm not that hardcore.
No.
I didn't watch it, so I'd be telling you lies if I was going to tell you anything about the game or what I have no idea. I don't watch that junk.
I saw a disturbing story today that I kind of wanted to share with you.
Okay. Disturbed me.
Did you saw Avatar, right?
Yeah, I don't really remember a lot about it. But
well, it was Dances with Wolves with Blue Aliens is what it was.
Okay.
That's all it was. You saw that show. But it's not something you want to see more of, right? And I mean, I like sexy blue alien chicks, but I don't want to see any more. Right?
You've seen enough.
Yeah, I've seen the movie. One time, I don't need to see it again.
What if Natalie Portman is in the movie?
I'll watch the movie.
Okay.
Now, I like Kate Winslet, too.
Okay.
But
you like skinny Kate Winslet or do you like thick Kate Winslet?
It depends on the mood. I can go either way. Depends on if she shows up in either garb, I'm okay.
You like her when, like, paint me like one of your French girls, Kate Winslet?
Yeah, that one I
that's
like.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a winner. Even Tyler that's likes good. That. What I don't need to see is three more Avatar movies.
Oh.
They are actually doing three more Avatar movies.
That sounds horrible.
And Kate Winslet's going to be in it. You're going to have the original cast, too. Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana, Sigourney Weaver. Didn't she die?
I don't think so.
In that movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
In a movie. I don't know. I don't remember anything about the movie except there were blue people.
I said it was Dances with the Wolves with blue people. That's the movie, period. And
didn't that movie cost a lot of money to make?
Yeah, it's one of the most expensive I've ever seen.
Let me tell you something about this. This is bad business. If you make a movie that costs tons of money to make, don't make sequels on it.
Yeah.
It's very rare that works out. Like, Star Wars is an exception.
Yeah.
And I think the original Star Wars didn't even really cost that much to make. But Star Wars, the brand, is so big now that they can afford to do it.
Yeah.
You want to make sequels on low-budget movies. That's why horror films have so many sequels. Because they don't cost a lot of money to make. And every time the higher the number gets after your movie, the less people watch it.
Yeah.
You know, like Halloween 8, nobody's watching that. But yeah. Bad call. It's a bad business decision.
Yeah, I don't think you should make three more of these.
No. Maybe make one more. See how it works out. Don't commit to three, though. That's disastrous.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I know these things about business.
Do you have a opinion on the over-under 7 on the Astros game? I don't bet baseball.
That's my opinion. Don't bet baseball.
Yeah, I'll bet hockey.
Don't be a stupid dummy and bet baseball. Yeah, I mean, it's not a winnable game. Don't do it.
You need anything to drink?
No. There's a line. You got to get tickets to get drinks. And there's a line to get the tickets. I just didn't have time.
Why do we not have tickets?
I don't know. You're supposed to be the big swinging hog around here, and it's there's no tickets for us.
You know what? I'll check on that on
Yeah, do
a
that.
Break. I'm guessing I can get us tickets.
Yeah. I feel like Todd Farquharson should buy you tickets.
Well, you should at least have some.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want to. So he says Fast and Furious is an exception, big budget, but they make a ton of money on those things.
They made a brand.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need to see any more of
them.
Let
me tell you something. When Fast and Furious came out, Vin Diesel was a nobody. Paul Walker was a nobody.
Paul Walker's a nobody now.
They started to get big budget as they got good. And they were like, oh, we can make money off these things. So they started adding The Rock. Vin Diesel's, I'm sure his price went way up.
Yeah.
But I would bet the first one didn't cost nearly as much to make as the sequels did.
Probably not. But I mean, if they make money off it, it's cool. And those things make a ton.
$38 million to make the first one.
Okay. What about the last one? What did it cost?
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I bet it's way more than $38 million. Way more. But they make money hand over fist with those things now. They don't care. They're just burning through it now.
The last one was $250 million to make.
See what I'm saying? Now, because they've got a brand, now they're investing in it. You're talking about making a sequel of a movie that came out, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah, it's going. You're going back now.
I mean, that's a horrible decision. That's like making Waterworld 2 right now. No one's looking for that. Much less at making Waterworld 2, 3, and 4. Nobody wants to do that.
They made $1.2 billion worldwide.
What, Avatar?
No. A Fate of the Furious that came out this year.
Oh, yeah.
$1.237 billion.
That's one of the things I don't understand. All those, like, I've seen, I may have seen one full movie of that and, like, a couple minutes of the other ones. They all seem the same to me. It's something that I can't imagine people being into, but people are into it.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes something comes around that I'm like, no one's going to like that, and then people like it. And that's something that people love for whatever reason. I don't get it. It's not for me. People love it.
Did you guys see the Blade Runner is getting tremendous reviews?
Yeah, I did see that. I was moderately interested in
it. Has that got Ryan Gosling in it?
Yep.
That's why it's getting tremendous reviews. Yeah. That guy's a stud.
He's an attractive man.
Yeah.
See, I like her. She's bringing us food.
She's proactive.
I know the other ones just kind of walk by us. Like we're not
I think
even
she
eating.
Had scrimps.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't think she knows who you are.
Huh. Oh, well.
Say my name.
Nobody knows who I am because I can't even
say
get a drink
my
ticket.
Name.
I didn't know I had to have a drink ticket. We got those hours ago.
G.D. Wright. All right. Let me tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions, guys. Listen, you want to spend more time outdoors, but your outdoor area is not looking great? Let the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions take care of that for you. They can renovate your faded pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. And here's the great thing about carved stone. It looks awesome. It looks like real stone, but it's going to cost you way less money than real stone would. It goes onto the surface that you've already got. It's trial hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, they're 2015 and 16 Angie's List Super Service Award winner. This is the kind of company you want to do business with. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carstone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
And ESPN Radio Mike and Mike Extra Point.
The National League wildcard game is tonight. It will be the Rockies and the Diamondbacks, two teams that know each other extraordinarily well as division rivals, meet in the wildcard game.
Yeah, Rockies not scoring a lot of runs. They've averaged just about 3.5 runs per game against the Diamondbacks. They're fewest against any National League team. What they do have, though, is John Gray, who's on the mound. He allowed 3 runs or fewer in each of his last 13 starts, and Greinke on the other side of it, in his last 2 starts, he gave up, 10 earned runs in 8 innings pitched. So, but Greinke is had, you know, has been for the most part, we know what a great
pitcher.
He is. Yeah.
He's supposed to get that job done tonight. This is why you pay a guy like Zach Greinke the money that he gets paid is to win this game.
Hear more from Mike and Mike tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
This is Todd's Yard in the fall. When the pigskin comes out, Todd's Yard becomes the neighborhood football field. But look what else has come out. Dollar weed and clover. Wisely, Todd reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Bonuses, the number one brand in the South. Specially formulated for southern grasses that endure extreme heat and drought. Bonus S not only kills dollar weed and clover, but feeds your lawn for greener, thicker grass. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Bonus S today.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 505 regular fit and 501 original fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at jcp.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at jcp.com for details.
Sam Adams continues the hunt for the strongest arm in Houston. Join me today at Sportin' Woody's. I'll be there from 5 until 7 for another round of competition and to get you ready for the grand finale on October 12th where you could win $1,000.
Beaumont, we had such an awesome time this past Friday. We're coming back. Joel Blank here. Come party this Friday at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. The Usual Suspects will be broadcasting live from 1 to 4, followed by The Blitz from 4 to 7. Miller and Coors Light specials available all day, so throw down some beers with us at Luke's Ice House.
It's the Columbus Day sale at JCPenney. Get up to 50% off select mattresses like Tempur-Pedic, Serta, Sealy, Beautyrest, and more. Plus, get 18-month special financing on purchases of $4.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and assembly on all mattress purchases over $5.99. Add it up. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 2/3/18. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store associate for details. Free delivery not available in all areas.
This is Todd's Yard in the fall. When the pigskin comes out, Todd's yard becomes the neighborhood football field. But look what else has come out. Dollar weed and clover. Wisely, Todd reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Bonuses, the number one brand in the South. Specially formulated for southern grasses that endure extreme heat and drought. Bonus S not only kills dollar weed and clover, but feeds your lawn for greener, thicker grass. This is a Scots yard. Pick up a bag of Scots Turf Builder Bonus S today.
Fourth and goal from the one. This is it. It's make or break. The game is on the line. Who's tougher? Who wants it more? These are the moments that can define a season. The play is called, and the huddle breaks. The roar of the crowd builds with anticipation. And then...
Tarzan, touchdown, Texas A&M!
Hear all.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I-45, the Gulf Freeway, northbound at Belfort, watch for an accident. There's also a problem on I-45, southbound at Broadway in the HOV lane. Makers of Blood and Honey, an unfiltered American ale brewed with blood orange peel and Texas honey, Revolver Brewing, Granbury, Texas, make every round count. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito. Satisfy your hunger for shrimp and beef in one surf and turf sensation for just $10. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Hotel Zaza for the Sports Map launch party. This is The Blitz, presented by Big City Wings on Highway 6 on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Hotel Zaza. And the party is officially started for the launch of Sports Map, which is at houston.sportsmap.com. Go check it out. Want to thank Hotel Zaza for hosting us, and want to thank Coors Light and Green Bank for hosting this party and sponsoring Sports Map at launch. And we are up and running, so go check it out. And there's some nice things to see here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, not at all. Yeah, I look ridiculous in that photo.
But you approved that photo.
I did approve that photo because I look ridiculous.
You look like a Batman villain.
I'm okay with that.
A lot of people saying you look like Greg Norman.
Greg Norman's still alive?
I don't know.
Okay.
But maybe they look at that picture and think that you're not alive.
Well, that's true. Except they can actually hear me.
Right. You're definitely alive. But I could see how, you know, maybe they look at a picture and say, oh, that guy died a while back.
It's possible.
Greg Norman, alive.
All right.
And now that I look at that hat, I mean, it's similar. Similar.
Ballpark.
Yeah.
Ballpark.
His is like a mesh.
Yeah.
And yours is like a solid felt, it looks like.
When I was.
Did you get that hat in New Orleans?
No, I got that in Vegas.
In Vegas? Okay.
Yeah. You know how I do those weird impulse buys?
Yeah.
When we're in Vegas? Like I bought the Stark shirt.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Just an impulse buy.
Yeah. His is like mesh, and you have like a. Your band appears to be like a Western, maybe Native American theme.
Yeah, yeah. But and like a bad guy hat, though.
And he's got the shark.
Yeah.
And it's like a rainbow shark.
I remember when I used to, when I played a lot of golf, I had a bunch of his gear. He made some pretty cool shirts, golf yeah. shirts. And I did not have a hat like that. I think I had just the standard baseball cap with a shark on it.
You had this hat.
Yeah, I think I had that hat, yes.
Like that exact one. You borrowed it from him.
Right. Well, I stole it from him.
Right.
Well, he was coming off the course and didn't, you know, just kind of sitting there next to his caddy, yeah. So I just snagged it. That's what you do, right?
I guess so.
Oh, boy. So it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. If you want to get in, the best way to hit us up is via Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, or via the text line. So Chris said we didn't finish the gym of the day. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
All right, let's go to our buddy Raheel. Raheel, have you verified us yet?
I have. Check it out. You guys should have blue marks there now.
I tweeted at Jack and said, if I don't get that 280 characters, I want you to ban Jong's account.
No, both of your grinder profiles should be verified now.
I still don't have it. It's still not showing up
no
here.
No check.
But I did get two matches, so that's good.
Hey, man, I was
two
one of
new
them.
Matches. Yes.
We can go running at Memorial Park now.
I can't wait. Tell me what you're hoisting, Raheel.
We are sign hoisting out at Fortin Woody's with our friend from Sam Adams, Max, a big listener of the station. He's out here from Sam Adams, and we want you to come on out. We're going to be starting this thing in about 20 minutes, but if you're in the area, get on down to Fortin Woody's. Put it into your Google machine, and the address will come up and directions. It's that easy. Are you Stein worthy? For the next few weeks, Sam Adams will be holding Oktoberfest Stein Hoisting Series all around town. Check out ESPN975.com for all the locations and a Stein Hoisting in your area. See if you can stop by. Don't forget, the Stein Hoist champion on October 12th will win $1,000 cash along with a VIP tour of the factory and great gear from Sam Adams. Will you be the one that gets crowned? Who knows? You could be Houston's Stein Hoisting champion. We'll find out. Get on down here. Enjoy the great specials all night long. You must be 21 and up to enter. We're at Fortin Woody's out in the Spring Tomball area.
All right. Thanks, Raheel, and thanks for the hookup.
Absolutely, man. Enjoy Hotel Zaza.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We're enjoying it. There's plenty to enjoy here.
Damn right we are.
We got drink tickets now.
Yes.
Just saying.
We got one.
One each. I'll get more. Don't
we're going to have to figure something out here.
Yeah. But I kind of think you were insulting me for not having any stroke around here. And what did I do? I brought you a drink
through.
Ticket.
You did come through, yeah.
So.
Yeah, but you brought us the drink tickets that say, please drink responsibly.
Well, come on.
I wanted the Fowler tickets that say, please get recklessly drunk.
Okay, I've got to get those special made. Jeez.
It's got like
you just can never make this guy happy. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I like the ones that say, in case of emergency, here's the number to call for my wife.
I've fallen and I can't get up, and I'm not getting up. So.
Right.
All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. Hey, what do you want? You want sports or you want other stuff? I got everything here that I haven't gotten
Let's
to
do
yet.
Some non-sports. We haven't had much non-sports talk today. It's all been about the map.
That's true. That's
Which,
true.
I mean, this is the map's big day.
It is.
Can I start calling your website the map?
If you want to.
Okay.
But I, from a branding perspective, I prefer you call it Sports Map because so that people don't start going to themap.com.
All right.
That's not going to work.
All right.
It's houston.sportsmap.com. But, yes, if you want to shorten it, that's okay. And I'll just follow up with, that's right, houston.sportsmap.com.
Okay.
Perfect.
You know, some people call Facebook the book.
They do?
Yeah.
Some people call Twitter.
They call Instagram the gram. Right?
Twitter the twit?
No, I think they just call that Twitter.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Okay.
I don't know these things.
Well, you're learning. You're learning.
I'm trying to learn. So, wow, Tyler says Greg Norman almost cut his hand completely off with a chainsaw last year.
Ooh.
What are the odds he was completely bleep-faced?
I mean, he's Australian.
Right.
So that's
right.
Probably. And then you cut your hand off with a chainsaw, yeah, you're pretty wasted.
Aussies the best drinkers?
I tend to think so, or at least the most willing participants.
Yeah.
Like Canadians are pretty good. They've got a good reputation. I would guess a German.
German's probably pretty good.
Russians.
Russians, definitely. Because those guys drink straight vodka.
Yeah.
409 talking about Norman. As many times as he choked, and he's still alive? Damn.
Oh, that's not nice. Hey, here's a hero to us all. You know these drink tickets say, please drink responsibly? I'll tell you who doesn't listen is Danny Lee Betcher of New York Mills in Minnesota.
I like to call him Danny Lee.
First of all, he lives in a county called Otter Tail County. There's a county in Minnesota called Otter Tail County, apparently, which is okay. He is a record setter. The assistant county attorney, Jacob Thompson, said Tuesday that if convicted this time around, the maximum sentence for DUI would be 7 years, with the first two-thirds spent in prison and the balance on supervised release. Betcher would then serve another 5 years on probation. While appearing in an Otter Tail courtroom in 2010, he had set a record at the time. He is an on and off again construction worker and handyman. He said, I drink to get drunk. Well, he broke his own record on Tuesday. His 28th DUI arrest.
Wow.
28.
Interesting.
By the way, that's 28 in Minnesota. He's also pulled one in North Dakota and one in Nebraska.
Minnesota, because I had a friend who had one there, and he had one, and he can't even go back to the state. They have some kind of weird rule there. I don't know how he gets 28.
Well, an off-duty sheriff's deputy was in the VFW and saw him drinking. His reputation for driving drunk is well known to law enforcement. And deputy alerted authorities that Betcher was leaving the VFW in a car. He ignored a stop sign, drove about 10 to 15 miles per hour on a highway, swerving. He made it another 200 yards before police pulled him over. His eyes were bloodshot and watery. A beer can was behind the passenger seat. The officer asked for his license. He provided a health identification card, which is similar to a license. The officer located Betcher's license and noted that it restricted him from drinking and driving. Like, is there a license you can get in Minnesota that allows it?
I guess so. I want that license. It's like, oh, you're drunk? Oh, that's okay. You have the license.
Betcher refused to conduct a field sobriety test and had to put his hands on the squad car to steady himself. Instead, he just said, I am way over. Take me to jail. So he,
honestly, that would be me.
Self-reflection. Self-reflection. Hmm. Last time he was in jail, he said, I'm trying to get my life back on track before I'm released. He reveals that he's been suffering from PTSD in connection with his military service, which is his apparent excuse. But still struggling to get that life together, it appears. Hmm. So, yeah, 28.
Wow.
DUI arrests. That's going to be a tough number to top.
Yeah, I think that's a world record.
Yeah.
281, how are you overlooking the sex robot story today? We're not overlooking it. We did it two days ago.
We did the sex robot story 2 days ago.
And then we did another one yesterday.
Yeah. We're innovators in the sex robot talk department.
Yeah, that is our – I hate to say this.
That's our domain.
I was going to tell Joel earlier that that's intellectual property that belongs to us because I heard them talking about that story. They're not allowed to talk about that.
Well, listen, if Saturday Night Live can directly steal Black Jeopardy from me, then they can talk about sex robots.
But see, this is the thing. It's like you and the Keep Houston Beard shirt. We were on that before anybody else. I've been on the sex robot thing for years before it was even a thing. Yeah. And now everybody just wants to go and steal our sex robots.
I think because the technology's getting closer.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like, one day a flying car is going to get made, and people are like, oh, that's my idea. And I'm like, bro, I thought of that flying car in third grade. You're way up. The Jetsons thought of a flying car way before you were even born.
The Jetsons had it nailed.
Yeah.
All right. I think there's music in the background.
There is.
I can't really tell because
the party's kicking.
Yeah. Hey, Roger, hanging out with Beth over there. Quick break.
Getting sex tips, you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is Roger getting some sex tips?
Roger probably give her a few. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Roger's a pipe layer. This lack of self-control, I fear is never ending. Controlling, I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in. Not a sense of confidence, I'm convinced that it's just too much pressure to take. I've felt this way before. So
from the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by the Extradent Temporal Scanner Thermometer. I-45, the Gulf Freeway, southbound at Broadway. There's an accident in the HOV lane. The Extradent Temporal Scanner Thermometer takes stress out of caring for a sick child. A gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Get your Extradent Temporal Scanner Thermometer at your local club, warehouse, or other fine retailers. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito. Satisfy your hunger for shrimp and beef in one surf and turf sensation for just $10. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Hotel Zaza for the Sports Map launch party. This is The Blitz, presented by Big City Wings on Highway 6 on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Hotel Zaza. You're drinking something pink.
I am. Listen, the drink tickets that we got, there's a limited
There's limited options.
Ah, I did not know this.
I didn't either.
No one told me this.
I asked for just whiskey. Like, I don't need ice. I don't need a mixer. Just whiskey. That's what I like to drink usually.
Yeah.
And they said, no whiskey with this ticket.
Interesting.
So I said, do they have any rum over there? So Roger, who was being my waitress, he went back, and then he said, no rum.
What about vodka?
All you can get is the pink drink, Coors Light, and I think there's one other option. But I don't know what it is.
Well, but if the pink drink has vodka in it, couldn't we just leave out all the other stuff?
The pink drink's got tequila in it, I think.
Oh, okay. No, I don't want just tequila.
They need a drink with the whiskey in it where you can just say, take out all the other stuff and just leave me the whiskey.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at.
Like a whiskey sour, hold the sour. Like, I'll take that.
Oh, well. 713.
How are we supposed to get lit at your party, Fred?
Well, that's a good question.
You know?
It's a good question. I have no idea.
I'm trying to embarrass myself at the Sports Map debut.
This is for the best because...
You're giving me no option here.
This is for the best because I have to kind of put on the management hat tonight to go along with the cool hat.
The King of Rock, Patrick Creighton, is in the house.
I saw him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He's married, apparently. Is that his wife?
Yeah, that's his wife.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was married.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody was locking in on that.
No, he's got kids.
Wow.
He cornered me once, and I heard all the stories. So.
Well, he is the King of Rock.
No, he's one of the Kings of Rock. By himself, he is not the King of Rock. He is a King of Rock.
Is he California cool, or is he anger issues?
I'm guessing anger issues because, you know, I've heard him get very angry over silly things.
What's he get angry about?
Oh, he gets angry over stuff like, you know, the kind of things that we tend to avoid talking about on our show, the stuff that everybody else is talking about, so he gets angry about it.
Ah, okay.
At least that's what I've heard through the door when he's doing his show very loudly.
Yeah.
And, hey, you know what? Some people like that yelling radio. My goodness, that Fox Sports on the weekend, that's all they do.
Yeah.
I was flipping over there before game, and those guys were on there, and hey, I think it's time for the Patriots to make a trade.
Yeah.
Keep Tom Brady, of course, but that backup quarterback's not doing you any good. Somebody will overpay for him. Let's go get some defense.
He said something about...
that hurts my throat.
I forgot what he was upset about the other day. I don't remember. Whatever.
Probably upset about not being the King of Rock and just being one of the Kings of Rock.
That could be it.
Yeah.
That could be it.
Okay, so the wife showed up. Maybe she'll drink the beer.
Your wife's here?
Yeah. Yeah, she's here.
Oh, man.
You still have my ticket? I'll give it to her. She'll drink that pink crap.
Tyler's got a ticket still, yeah.
Here. All right.
Get her filled up on tequila.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, she's leaving. She's leaving town tomorrow, so, yeah, I need to get her nice and lit tonight.
Oh, you're getting sex tonight for sure.
Oh.
That going out of town for a while sex.
Either that or an awful lot of right hand. We'll see.
I love when people take pictures of us randomly. That's it's all right.
Yeah, because I don't have my hat on.
Because Fred looks like a fashion model doesn't mean that he is, all right?
Yeah, well,
this is serious business here.
I'm not a fashion model. I'm an Instagram model. There's a big difference.
You are. You're an Instagram hoe. I agree.
Hoe is a little strong. I mean, once for the money I did, but that's... Hasn't everybody?
Yeah.
It's just natural, right? Lose a bunch of money in Vegas, you turn hoe for a night.
That's true.
Make it back. That's just, it happens. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And once again, we're at Hotel Zaza. This party is hopping now. There's like a lot of people here. And if you want to check out Sports Map, it's houston.sportsmap.com. And it's our new venture. Very excited here at Gal Media. And it's going to be awesome, man. It's already awesome. It's going to be even more awesome here.
So,
once we start putting some Hoffman videos on there.
I don't know if I'm going to do any video.
Yeah, I don't want to do video.
It's not the best for me.
And it doesn't matter how much I try.
There's another person just walking up and taking our picture.
Oh, that's
good.
That's because you're a star.
I don't know about
you're
that.
You're a big star. Even if I doctor myself up and wear hats and sunglasses, I still look like crap on video. I don't take good pictures, and I don't look good on video. I'm not as ugly as I look in my pictures. I'm not attractive, but I'm not that ugly. It's just for some reason I'm not photogenic. Never have been.
You know, all the talent that's been leaving
ESPN to go to Fox Sports.
Yeah.
It kind of went the other way today.
Oh, yeah?
ESPN announced today that Katie Nolan is joining the team and will start on October 16th across multiple platforms and a variety of projects. I'm a fan of Katie Nolan. I honestly think Katie Nolan's the best thing Fox Sports had.
Would I be a terrible person if I said I didn't watch any of their stuff?
You've never seen her show?
No.
Have you seen? Do you know who she is?
I know who she is. Yeah, I'm familiar with her.
She's what I wish Michelle Beadle was.
Yeah.
But I think Michelle Beadle sucks. So she's not that. I like Katie Nolan. I think it's a good deal. Yeah, she did that garbage time. She got a sports Emmy. So.
Wow.
I mean, a sports Emmy. It's not like a real Emmy, but still.
It's close. Yeah.
Well,
Fred probably just tells people I got an Emmy.
She did the Drunk History.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see her on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great on that.
Dude, before she even won an Emmy, I said for the longest time she's the best thing FS1 had, and now she's gone.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's where I remember from, because after that I said, man, I got to start watching her show. She's great. She played a great drunk. I still want to do that show, man. I want to be famous enough to be on Drunk History.
One day, Fred.
I got to get there.
Once the map makes its mark.
I'm telling you, tonight is a big step in that direction, AJ. With the launch of Sports Map, I'm this much closer to being on Drunk History. I can't wait. Maybe if I yelled more. All right. I think there's music. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. One more segment to go. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Birthday ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
Are you a healthy male between 18 and 39 with a post-high school education? Fairfax Cryobank is looking for you to help others build happy, healthy families. Average $4,000 in 6 months once accepted. Visit BeASpermDonor.com to learn more. That's BeASpermDonor.com.
Come on, let's go!
This Columbus Day weekend, discover an amazing world of fun at Main Event. All you can play bowling, billiards, laser tag, and more for just $18.95. Head for fun. Head for Main Event. Open early at 9 a.m.
It's the Columbus Day sale at JCPenney. Get up to 50% off select mattresses like Tempur-Pedic, Serta, Sealy, Beautyrest, and more. Plus, get 18-month special financing on purchases of $4.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and assembly on all mattress purchases over $5.99. Add it up. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 2/3/18. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store associate for details. Free delivery not available in all areas.
This is Todd's Yard in the fall. When the pigskin comes out, Todd's Yard becomes the neighborhood football field. But look what else has come out. Dollar weed and clover. Wisely, Todd reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Bonuses, the number one brand in the South. Specially formulated for southern grasses that endure extreme heat and drought. Bonus S not only kills dollar weed and clover, but feeds your lawn for greener, thicker grass. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Bonus S today.
When you receive an offer in the mail from an electricity provider that includes a large cash rebate or bill credit, it seems like a no-brainer, but then you'll discover the higher rate and end up paying, on average, up to hundreds of dollars more over the term of the contract. Tri-Eagle may not be offering a sign-up bonus, but what they are offering you is a hassle-free, simple, low rate. Their rates are bundled, so there's no hidden fees. Try EagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an added discount on their already low rates. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. Sign up today, guys. Try Eagle Energy. PUCT license number 10064.
Used to be, if you were a sleep apnea sufferer traveling away from home, you had no choice but to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you wherever you went. But that all changed with the invention of the Transcend Mini CPAP. The world's very first completely original mini CPAP. As small as a soda can and weighing less than a pound, Transcend is an engineering breakthrough that finally made it possible to sleep comfortably anywhere. And now you can try the world's very first completely original mini CPAP absolutely risk-free for 10 days. To receive your 10-day trial, call now 1-800-300-5254. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Finally, the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-300-5254. That's 1-800-300-5254.
All right, guys, guess what? Action to be had tomorrow night, and actually tonight if you're into the other sports. There's hockey going on if you want to bet that. But you know you got football tomorrow, and MyBookie is a place to go. Industry-leading website, best place for you to cash in on all of the action. Maybe you were on the Chiefs the other night. How good did that feel? Maybe you're on the Redskins. Well, now you want to bounce right back, and that's what you're going to do at MyBookie. If you join now, MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. In-game live betting in case you missed the start of it, and you can play money line. You can play the spread. You can play totals. You can play all kinds of props. They got you covered. So start winning big today. And if you're sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, come join MyBookie. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. That's 844-900-2387, 844-900-2387, or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. Use promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Hotel Zaza for the Sports Map launch party. This is The Blitz, presented by Big City Wings on Highway 6 on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Hotel Zaza.
Zaza.
Every time I hear that, I think of the one good part of Godfather 3 when he shoots Joey Zaza.
Yeah.
He goes, Zaza. Thought that was pretty cool.
I don't know that there is a good part of
No, Godfather. That's it. That's the only thing I remember about that movie other than Sofia Coppola being awful.
Yeah.
And that whole movie just being a disaster. But I did like that.
You know, Shannon's in the house.
Yeah, Shannon's in the house.
Look at her.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Stephen the Weather guy's in the house.
Brown-haired Shannon.
Eh.
A little brown.
Yeah, it's a little brownish.
I'm so used to blonde Shannon. This is new. Changing it up for the fall season. I like it. I like it. I see what you're doing. I see what you're working with.
People says put AJ's food critiques on the site. AJ's going to do some food stuff. We're going to make this happen.
On the sports map?
Well, I maybe on that, maybe on culture map.
Yeah, I don't think they want that on sports map. It's too sportsy.
Yeah. Well.
What about a food contest? Like if there's a
yeah,
professional eating
something
contest,
like that would be really good.
That would be sports.
So.
Because it's a contest.
Yeah.
A battle of wills.
Exactly. I like this.
Can I take that sports map pillow home?
Those are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think if you snuck one out.
No one would notice.
I wouldn't tell anyone. I actually think it would be, you know, you put a lot of effort in. Well, no, you didn't put any effort into it, but you will.
I've dealt with you
well, that's
putting
true.
A lot of effort
you have
into
had,
it.
You've had to put up with me being a total a-hole for the last
yeah.
couple weeks.
I've been like I've been like a wife that you're too busy to deal with because you're working too much.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, starting at 4 o'clock, I always was fine, but I've been bitching about this to you for two
yeah,
weeks. So
I don't need that.
Yeah, you probably don't.
That's okay. Not what I signed up for, to be your therapist.
I don't need a therapist. But, you know, I've been having these dreams. And no. Hey, let's wrap it up with deaths. We do have some deaths. I cannot hear Dust in the Wind in the background, so I'm assuming it's there. Okay. I close my eyes.
Only for a moment.
And then the moment's gone. And so is Buck O'Neill, American baseball player, 2006, made it to 94 years old.
Buck.
Samuel Adams, 1803.
Oh, hoisted his last Stein?
He did. His arm did not hold up any longer.
More people taking random pictures of us.
No, that's a video. See, he's moving that. That's all about, that's Facebook Live. He's like,
that's Snapchat. You're Snapchatting, aren't you?
Okay.
I know it. See, I know what the kids are up to these days.
See, I wish I had the hat on now. All right, 1989, Secretariat, one of the great American racehorses. Let's see.
Didn't make it to the final turn that day.
No, he
dropped dead at the eighth pole. Steve Jobs, 2011.
I've noticed Apple's gone downhill without him.
I agree.
I mean, that guy was a genius.
He was. And I think when you look back on the things he...
What's the big thing Apple's done since he's been dead?
Nothing.
Nothing. Everything was on his watch.
Yeah, and if you go back and look, he was a modern-day Thomas Edison.
Yeah.
Because Edison did a lot of the same things. He didn't invent everything, but
yeah.
he helped create things. He bought the right stuff. He did invent some things. So did Steve Jobs. Pixar and all. I mean, my goodness. Think what you want of the man. Damn genius.
Yep.
2004, Rodney Dangerfield, dead at 82. It's a pretty good run for him.
Not bad, yeah.
Yeah.
He looked 82 when he was 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he always looked like he was near death.
Well, he got no respect that day.
No.
1970, Janis Joplin.
27. Didn't she choke on a ham sandwich? Is that it? No, that was Mama Cass, wasn't it?
Yeah, drug overdose.
Okay. Cass was the ham sandwich.
Janis Joplin was a drug overdose.
I used to read stories about Janis Joplin, how like she would always try to hook up with the other rock stars, and none of them would do her. Like, they were all like, oh, you're just like our sister.
Yeah.
But she just wanted to get laid, and no one would lay it to her.
Like, oh, yeah. I'm not going to do anything with that fat girl.
No.
Are you kidding? What the hell?
Like, imagine Jimi Hendrix is like, ugh. Janis is trying to hook up with me tonight, but there's like 15 groupies waiting out of there. They're all nines and tens. Jimmy ain't got time for that. He was dying of drug overdoses, too. He had to get it in while he could.
Exactly. No, Robert Plant's not doing that.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't bang Janis Joplin.
He had a line of supermodels.
Yeah.
1936, John Heisman.
You know who banged Janis Joplin? Axl Rose. I made that story
he
up.
He was four. Come on. Wasn't even born.
I made that story.
Yeah, I know you did. Axel would, though, if she were alive. Edgar Allan Poe, 1849. Nevermore.
Yeah, there you go. I knew you had something corny to say with that.
I know. I had to. But dead at the age of 40. Not a good run, but opium will do that to you. And we don't have any... Don't have any dead porn stars, so that's it for deaths. Oh, you know who he left off here? One of the biggest names, Tom Petty.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner.
Don't come around here no more, Jung. Jeez. All right, that's your deaths. Well, interesting show today. So, man, there's a lot of people here. This has gotten crowded.
I would say it borders on thousands. Maybe even hundreds of thousands.
Well, it was supposed to be hundreds. I think we've topped that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Want to thank Hotel Zaza one more time for hosting us here. Coors Light for sponsoring the site and the party. Green Bank for the same. And I want to thank Jessica at Culture Map for setting up this great party. Go check it out. Houston.sportsmap.com. There's a lot more to come from it. You're going to hear a lot about it. And... thanks to everybody for listening to the show today and checking out the site. We'll be back in the studio tomorrow. Until then, stay sporty, bitches.